A reading from Mark 1, 14b to 15. Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news."
So Mark says here that Jesus goes into Galilee proclaiming the news of God. Would this have been uncommon, or were there a lot of prophets in that area coming around and proclaiming that the time of God had arrived?
There were a number of revivalists who wanted to see the kingdom of God come. The time was difficult for the Jews because they had been under the rule of the Roman Empire, and they lost their sovereignty, and there was just a whole aspect of being in bondage. And it's interesting, Mark has Jesus picking up the very line that John the Baptist used: the kingdom of God is near. This was John's message that was getting people thinking. So we see that Jesus now makes a declaration in the line of the other revivalists, like John the Baptist, who say, look, God's kingdom is coming.
And this might seem obvious, but he says, repent and believe the good news. And how would that have been taken? The good news is that the kingdom is near and something monumental is about to happen?
Yeah, good news, the tidings is that we're going to turn the Romans on their heads and we're going to take over. But this was a different way that Jesus is using it. That's what the expectation of the other one would. Others were thinking is you come back in after victory, the soldiers are being cheered because they have brought the freedom. But the good news of the kingdom, which becomes a phrase that Jesus uses over and over, good news of the kingdom, is that God's going to restore a spiritual rule where the people experience his kingdom overtaking the realities of this kingdom. Even though politically that's not going to be seen, it's going to be the reality that they experience as they walk in this new spiritual authority and discovery of kingdom benefits, which are good news.
I guess it would be easy to confuse the kingdom of God with the kingdom, the former kingdom of Israel, David's kingdom.
Yeah, that was their desire. It was when most people heard Jesus say the kingdom, they were expecting a geopolitical, you know, entity of being established. There was that longing to go back to the day of David and Solomon when Israel was great and had this great power. That had long been gone. What Jesus is bringing in is something far different than the others are expecting. That's why the disciples and those who put trust in Jesus are completely stifled when he goes to the cross. They didn't anticipate the nature of the kingdom that he was bringing.
And then the other thing that comes to mind for me is the warning that there will be false prophets proclaiming a kingdom all their own. And it's so funny, in the 20th century, I've written about this many, many times, how many prophets we had in the 20th century who were proclaiming a new kingdom. However, in that kingdom, it was the kingdom of man, and God had been expelled.
Yeah, it's kind of at the very core of our thinking is historical determinism, that we're moving to a utopian society, but each society keeps coming up against itself, and we long for this kingdom, which was introduced by John the Baptist and Jesus, to come in its full, and that's why we pray every Sunday at church, Your kingdom come.